श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay, let's please come to lie down on our backs. You can spread the legs apart and rest the palms up just for two breaths. Today we'll be doing the lying down sequences, the five directions of the spine, two sun salutations, two standing asanas, and then after that we will begin the pranayama practice. So let's start with Tadhiki Mudra. Drawing the legs together, palms flat on the floor by our sides. Inhale the arms over the head to the floor behind you. Arms are shoulder width apart, point the toes, push your upper and middle back a little bit into the floor. Stretch out from the armpits and breathe. One, two, three. Inhale the arms up and exhale the hands down by your sides. Bend the knees so the feet are flat on the floor, no closer than the tips of your fingers. Push your lower back to the floor for a moment, preparing for Dvipadapitam. And then squeeze your shoulder blades together, letting your lower back release a little. Turn the outer edge of your hand on the floor, thumbs point up. Pull the lower belly in. Inhale, lift your hips, chin a little down, and breathe. One, two, push your heels a little down. Three, four, and five. Slowly lay your spine to the floor. Turn your palms down and spread your scapula. Relax the spine for a moment. And then push your lower back gently towards the floor. Exhale and lift your head up and your shoulders up and look at your navel for Nabhi Darshanam. One, two, three, four, and five. Come to rest the head down. Stretch the legs out one by one. Turn the palms to face up and breathe one time. Pavana Muktasana sequence. Please bend the knees so your feet are flat on the floor, and this time bring your feet together. Draw the right knee in towards the chest. Interlace your fingers either in front of your shin or behind your thigh. Let your leg push forward into your hands. Keep your chin a little down. Push the lower back towards the floor. With the pressure of your shin going into your hands, slowly straighten your left leg out onto the floor. Relax the right knee in towards your ribs. Flex your right foot. Point the left toes. Breathe here for a moment. Exhale, touch your head up towards your knee. And breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Rest the head down. Push your knee forward into your hands. Bend your left leg. Release your right foot. Bend the left knee in towards the chest. Interlace your fingers around the shin. Push your lower back to the floor, and then push your leg forward into your hands. Keeping pressure with your leg into your hands, lightly straighten the right leg out in front of you. And relax the left knee in towards the chest. Flex your left foot. Point the right toes. Breathe here. Exhale, touch your head up towards your knee. And breathe. One, two, three, four, and five. Rest your head down. Push your shin forward into the hands. Push your lower back to the floor. And then lightly bend your right leg, bringing your foot down. And release your left foot. Straighten your legs out. Breathe one time, resting on your back. Supta Vajrasana, draw your legs together. First, Ratta Dikhi Mudra. Palms on the floor. Inhale the arms over your head. Exhale here, pushing your lower back towards the floor, bend your knees in towards your chest, one leg at a time, cross your ankles, locking your feet, spread the knees a little apart, and keep the knees drawn down towards your side ribs. Your legs are very active and your lower back is pushing down, and you're reaching out of the armpits. Cross your feet in the opposite direction. This is a stabilizing posture. Keep your feet locked. Feel your thighs engaging. Lower back pushes down as your knees come in towards the chest. Push your upper back towards the floor for a moment. And then hold on to your knees, relaxing the legs. Lift your feet a little bit up. Keep your hands on the knees and the knees in the same position as you rock forward to come up. And then you reach the hands forward, lean your chest forward, and if possible, without using the hands, come to stand and bring the feet together. Do the five directions of the spine. Little pelvic tuck. Inhale your left arm forward and up. Exhale, lean to the right. Lift your left ribs a little up. And breathe five times. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, the arm out to the side and down. Inhale, the right arm forward and up. Exhale, lean a little bit towards the left. Lift your right ribs a little up, straighten your right arm, and breathe. One, two, three. Breathing into the right lung, four, and five. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, the arm out to the side and down. Pratichakrasana, open the arms. Exhale, bend your right hand under your left collarbone. Do little pelvic tuck. Twist open to the left. Pull your left hip a little forward and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, open to center. Bend your left hand underneath your right collarbone. Open out to the side. Pull your right hip forward and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, come back to center, open the arms. Exhale, the hands down. Slide your hands up to your lower back so the fingers are pointing down. Do a little pelvic tuck, dropping your hips down, your sacrum down towards your heels, and then lean your hips forward over your toes. Relax the toes. Lift up through the belly. And then lifting up through the belly, tightening your thighs, lean your head back, and breathe. One, two, three, four, and five. Rising back up. Release your hands, interlace your fingers, push the palms down. Inhale the arms forward and up next to your ears. Exhale here. Inhale, rise up onto your toes, do little pelvic tuck, gaze at the floor, push up through the palms and breathe. One, two, three, lift out of the armpits, lift higher on the toes. Four, and five. Exhale the heels and the arms down slowly. Turn the palms to face back behind you. Inhale, lift your chest. Keep your chest lifted as you exhale. Again, inhale. Exhale, push your buttocks back towards your hands. Lean halfway forward. When you get about halfway, extend your chest a little bit. Lift your hips up like you're doing a pelvic tilt and breathe. One, two, three, four, and five. Inhale, rise up. Slow breath in, abdomen, ribs, and upper chest. And exhale slowly. Surya Namaskar, first type. Inhale the arms forward and up, palms together. Open the arms out to the side, fold halfway forward into Ardha Uttanasana. From here, we come to the Bhumi Sparsha Utkatasana. Bend the knees, put your hands on the floor. And then from here, we jump back or step back to a downward dog. Stay here for five breaths, lengthening your hips back. One, two, three, four, five. Hop forward onto your toes, the Bhumi Sparsha Utkatasana. Lift your chest, and then from here we come to Ardha Uttanasana, straightening the knees, bringing your hands back. And then from here we inhale, rise up, the arms over your head. Exhale, the arms down. We'll just do two times. Inhale the arms forward and up, palms together. Exhale, fold to halfway forward, bringing your palms to face up. Bhumi Sparsha Utkatasana, bend the knees, hands come down. And downward dog, Hop or step your feet back. Push your hips back and breathe. One. Feel the back of the body filling with the breath as you breathe. Two. Three. Four. Five. Hop forward onto the toes. Lift your chest, bring your hands back, and push straight to Ardha Uttanasana, keeping your chest forward. Inhale, rise up, the arms over the head. Exhale, Samastitihi. Surya Namaskar, second type. Inhale, the arms forward and up, and rise onto your toes. Exhale to a low Utkatasana. And then from here, the hands on the floor as you move your buttocks a little back. Hop your feet back or step them back to a high plank. And then from here, we're going to slowly lower down to rest completely on the belly. Point the toes and rest your forehead down. Breathe one time here. Tuck your toes under, tighten the knees. Lift your chest a little up. And then push your hands down. And push yourself back to a downward dog. Stay here and breathe. One, let the belly move in and out as you breathe. Two. Three. Four. Five. Inhale, hop onto your toes. And now you're going to lift your chest, reach your hands forward, and then slowly inhale and rise up to balance on the toes, gazing straight forward or at the floor, and exhale the heels and arms down. Second time, inhale the arms forward and up, rise onto the toes. Exhale, slowly, slowly come down. Reach the buttocks a little back. Hands on the floor. Hop back to a high plank. And then from here, slowly lower down. Rest on the belly. Rest your forehead. Point your toes. A gesture of total surrender and supplication. Tuck the toes under, tighten your knees away from the floor, lift your chest a little bit up, pushing your pubic bone a little forward and down. Push up and back to downward dog. Stay here and breathe. One. Two. Three, four, five. Hop forward onto your toes. Lift your chest, come on the fingertips, and then reach your hands forward, balancing on the toes. Inhale, rise up, the arms over your head. Lengthen up, up, up. And exhale, the arms and the heels down. Slow breath in. And a slow breath out. And then we'll step open to the side, bringing the feet about 1 meter apart. Hands will come on the waist for twisted Trikonasana. Inhale a breath. Exhale, push the buttocks back. Lean halfway forward, and then bring your right hand and slide it down your left leg towards your ankle. Turn the chest open, Bring your left arm in the air and breathe. One, two, tighten the legs a little and lengthen the spine. Three, four, five. Turn back to center, the hands on the waist. Rise back up and exhale. Inhale again. Exhale, bend halfway forward. And now your left hand is going to slide down your right leg towards the ankle. Turn the chest open. Bring your arm in the air. Tighten your legs a little. Keep your shoulders feeling as though they're centered in between your hips. One. Two. Three. Push out through your heels. Four. And five. Hands on the waist, inhale, rise up. And now we'll do the Trikonasana. Turn your right toe out to the side. Bring your hands flat down on your thighs. Little pelvic tuck. Inhale a breath. Exhale, slide your hand down your leg until your hand naturally stops. Wherever you comfortably go to, that's where you stop. Bring your left hip slightly forward. Lengthen the chest open. And then bring your left arm up in the air. Stay here and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Now we're going to slide the right hand back up the leg and bring your left hand down at the same time. Turn your feet in the opposite direction. Hands are on your thighs, little pelvic tuck. Inhale. Exhale, slide your hand slowly down the left leg until your hand naturally stops. Bring your right hip slightly forward. Lengthen the chest, bringing the chest open. And then bring your right arm up in the air. Stay here and breathe. One. Two. Three, smooth breathing, four, five, and slide your left hand up your leg, the right hand comes down, feet parallel, and step the feet together. Slow breath in, slow breath out. And then we will come to sit down on the floor, preparing for the pranayama practices. If you'd like, you can cross one foot over the other and reach your hands forward, reach your buttocks a little back, and then squat down to sit without using the hands. Otherwise, use the hands or come to sit any way you would like to. Cross your legs, any comfortable cross-legged position. Before we start the breathing, we'll just bend forward in yoga mudra. Holding your right wrist behind your back with your left hand. Inhale. Exhale, slowly bend forward, resting your head towards the floor. If your head doesn't touch the floor, bring your hands forward in front of you. Lengthen your chest up and keep gazing forward as you walk your hands forward. Chin can be a little down. And we'll breathe five times. One, two, three, four, five. Tighten your lower belly. Inhale, rise all the way up. And then bring your arms forward and up, straightening the arms up, pushing the chest a little forward as you reach your arms. And exhale, relax the hands down onto the knees. First breathing pattern will be feeling the abdomen moving in and out as we breathe. Make sure you're sitting a little bit forward on the sit bones. You can sit up on a pillow or a block if you'd like to. If you have students who notice their knees are a little bit up in the air and they're slouching down, this will not be a great posture for long breathing. So if you prop their hips up on something, Doesn't matter if the knees come all the way down. That doesn't have to happen. But you want the hips a little bit higher up so the spine can be straight. And the hips come at least as high as the knees. That way, with a long spine, there'll be more room for the diaphragm to expand as we breathe. So the first thing which is important is a comfortable upright posture where there's not a rounding of the spine or too much of the chest moving forward, somewhere right in the middle, spine extending right up from the pelvic floor. So please bring one hand on the belly, another hand directly on top of that hand, and we'll do 10 breaths, inhaling, letting the belly expand into your hands. Exhale, the belly slowly pulls in. Inhale for a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Last one. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Rest the hands on the knees. Relax the breathing for 1 or 2 breaths. Please bring your hands onto your waist. Walk your hands up to your lower ribs, or keep your hands resting flat on the fronts of your lower ribs. The ribs will be lifting up and out to the sides like a bucket handle, and then coming back down as you exhale. And this is happening from the action of the intercostal muscles as well as the diaphragm, which will be expanding outwards in 360 degrees as we inhale, and then squeezing back in the dome of the diaphragm, rising back up as we exhale. Imagine that you're breathing into the bottom of your lungs as you inhale into your hands. And exhale, squeeze the ribs together. Inhaling for 5 into your hands. Exhale 7. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Two more. Inhale. Exhale. And the last one, inhale to the ribs. Expand the back ribs as well. And exhale slowly. Rest the hands on the knees. Let the breath relax into any natural pattern. And then please bring one hand onto the belly, around the area of the navel. One hand over the heart, right below the collarbones. And breathing in slowly through the nose. Exhaling slowly through the nose. Inhaling for five. Exhaling five. Exhaling seven. Inhale five. Exhale seven. Inhale. And exhale. Continue on your own. Feel the weight of your hands resting on the torso. Keep your shoulders relaxed, the muscles in the face relaxed. And we're still feeling the belly rising and falling with the breath and a very gentle movement in the chest, but not too much. Make the exhalation slightly longer than the inhalation, counting to five mentally when you breathe in, counting to seven mentally when you breathe out. After your next exhalation, rest your hands down to the legs. And then once you release your hands down, notice the change of breathing with your next breath in. And how perhaps there's a sense of lightness in the belly and the chest now that the weight of your hand is no longer resting on the torso. Shitala Dandasana. Step your hands one big step back behind you. Stretch your legs out. Your fingers can be pointing away from you, or they can be pointing in towards you, which is ever most comfortable for you. Relax your legs, lengthen the lower spine, lift the chest up. If you have any neck discomfort or this pose makes you feel a little dizzy, keep your chin forward and think about lifting your chest up to your chin. And if you don't have a problem with that, rest your head back. Breathe three times. One, two, and three. We'll round the lower back first, lift the head forward, and then bring your hands back by your sides, bring the feet together. Interlace your fingers and push your palms up. Stretch through your legs, push your chest upwards, lower back lengthens upwards. Arms pull a little back by your ears. Breathe slowly here. And exhale and release the arms. And we'll cross the legs, if possible, in the opposite direction. Making the posture comfortable, we'll move to single nostril breathing. Make the Nasika Mudra with the right hand. Extending your thumb and last two fingers. Place the thumb on the nose, relaxing the elbow a little down. Breathe in through the left side. And breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. And out. Inhale left, exhale left, inhale, exhale, inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Do one more. Inhale. And exhale. Rest the hand to the knee. Breathe gently. And now closing the left nostril with the right ring finger. Inhale through the right. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale right. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale right. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Final one. Inhale. And exhale. Rest the hand down to the knee. Relaxed, slow, even breathing. Now we will do the alternate nostril breathing. Place your thumb on the outside of your right nostril. Inhale through the left side. Exhale right. Inhale right for five. Exhale left for seven. Continue on your own back and forth. Paying careful attention to the smoothness of your breath. Excuse me. Do this for a total of 4 minutes. When the breath comes in the nostrils, think about the breath going high into the nasal cavity. During the exhalation, you can imagine there's a feather underneath your nose that barely moves as you exhale. Still have a sense of the abdomen moving in and out, the lower ribs moving up and in as well as you breathe. So we're still doing the full yogic breathing. We're just doing it one nostril at a time. Do one more round. After you finish your next exhale through the left nostril, rest the hand down on the knee. Sit quietly for a moment. Okay, let's release the spine with yoga mudra first. Hold your wrist behind your back and inhale. Exhale, bend your head forward to the floor or stretch your arms in front of you, walking the hands forward. Rising back up. And now we'll twist, bringing the right hand on the left knee, the left hand behind your back, holding on to your thigh, or just keeping your hand resting at your waist. Twist the body. And as you twist your body, pull your left hip slightly forward. You don't want your left hip going too far back as you twist. So the left hip a little forward, just a gentle twist, open to the left. And back to center, bring your left hand on the right knee, right hand behind your back, either resting right at your ribs or reaching for your thigh. Twist the body a little to the right and pull your right hip a little forward as you twist. Keep breathing slowly. And then coming to center. If you'd like to change your legs in the opposite direction, please do so. Now we will do Kapalabhati, three rounds of 30 pumpings. Inhale towards the belly and begin. Inhale slowly. Exhale for 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. And just relax the breathing and sit quietly for a moment. Second round, inhale, and begin. That's 30. Inhale slowly. Exhale slowly. Inhale. Slowly exhale. Let the breath relax into any natural pattern for a few seconds. Final round. Inhale. 30 pumpings. Begin. And 30. Inhale for 5. Exhale 7. Exhale 7. Inhale 5. Exhale 7. Sitting quietly. If you feel the breath naturally pauses, sit in that quiet space. In the pause until it's time to start breathing again. Your body will tell you when. And the final practice will be Brahmhari with Shanmukhi Mudra. Bring your pinkies under the lips, ring fingers above the lips. Middle fingers rest on the heart cartilage. Index fingers hold the eyelashes. Lift your elbows. Close the tragus. Inhale. Exhale, hum. Inhale. Exhale, hum. Inhale. Exhale, hum. One breath in Shanmukhi Mudra. Rest the hands down to the knees. Sit in a meditative state for a moment. Please stretch your legs out in front of you. Come to lie on your back and we'll rest for 2 or 3 minutes. If you prefer to rest with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, please go ahead and do so. If you'd like to rest with your legs straight, Go ahead and do that. Let the awareness move to the joints of your body, ankles and knees, hips. The shoulders, elbows, and hands. Joints of the spine, the neck, the plates of the skull, and let your mind merge into the space that you've created in the joints. Entering into an expansive, open state of mind within your body. Start to lengthen the breathing. Feeling a harmonious flow of prana through your whole body, through the mind and nervous system. You can slowly bend the knees one at a time. Let the knees rest together. Bring one arm over your head, your other hand resting on the belly. Come to rest on your side. Turning towards the arm which is over your head. And pushing your hand down, slowly come to sit. Cross the legs. Palms together. Lokaha samastaha. Sukhino bhavantu, lokaha samastaha, sukhino bhavantu, lokaha samastaha, sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti 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 harihi om. Tatsat. Rub the palms together, making your hands a little warm. And rest the warm palms over the face. Fingertips over the eyelids. Pull the hands a little bit away from your face. Gaze into your open palms. mentally repeating the sound of Om into your hands one time, allowing your awareness to merge back into the external world. Okay, thank you very much. That concludes the practice for today, and we'll see you in the next class.